Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILX.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, never let it be said that I don't bring you things. I have a couple of presents for you. Hello, Tom?
Yeah, I'm listening. You serve them up.
Well, you know,
it's got to be something goofy and stupid. And
no, when a team is 5-0, it has dreams, as Michigan did, and sometimes those dreams explode. And they have something they sell at the University of Michigan now called Popped Maize. And I thought it would be very appropriate because that's exactly what happened to the Maize last week. They got popped for most of the game. I thought you might want to have that.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
I also have an official scorebook for you. And I was going to have all three Michigan State running backs who scored touchdowns sign it for you. I thought you'd want to frame that, put it up somewhere.
Yeah, I want to.
See, you're watching the highlights now on the Big Ten Network. You're seeing Keyshawn Martin return that punt against Wisconsin. That was
a great call on that. What was it? Who Caper handed off to Keyshawn to Keith Nichol, flea flicker.
Are you talking about last week?
Yeah.
Caper to Martin to Cousins Nichol. Yeah.
Oh, to Nichol.
Cousins threw it to Nichol. Yeah.
Oh, I kept thinking the game. I thought Keyshawn threw it.
No, Cousins threw it. Cousins was
so there's three exchanges.
Wide. Yeah,
there were three exchanges.
Yeah,
which was all blurred.
Which was two more exchanges than Michigan could handle last week. So, my question is, boy, we just keep watching these touchdown highlights. They come one right after another.
Somebody's being held right. Two guys are getting held right there, but that's all right. That's all right.
If it wasn't for the penalties,
Ryan Van Bergen got help, but that's all right.
Michigan would have won that game by 28 points.
It's part of the game. Part of the game.
I'm glad to hear you say
part
that,
of the
Tom.
Game.
I like your attitude.
Part of the game.
Yeah. You know what else is part of the part of the game? If you have the right kind of mindset, you can go into someone else's stadium and have a chance to win. And despite this tremendous home crowd advantage,
I thought it was. You wouldn't be it because you were up in this press box up a mile up in the sky.
We could hear. They had windows open. We could hear just fine. We could hear the crowd.
You didn't.
It got real quiet. We didn't hear much in the second half.
I'm not talking, obviously. That's a duh.
But you said it was going to be the difference.
I'm talking.
You said it was going to be the difference.
I said it could. That was what was going to be. That's what I predicted. You predict things that don't happen. I predict things that don't happen.
The crowd wasn't a factor, Tom.
Early on, it was. I thought they brought
it. And it doesn't matter how they configure the stadium and how many walls they put up to keep the sound in.
You know what? You're a crappy winner. You know that?
It just kept the silence in there longer.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just
go ahead, act like you want. Act like a classy winner that you're doing right now.
I'm just telling you,
you're all nothing but class, Jack.
You just
nothing
have to
but
get
class.
Used to the fact that this series has shifted. I just want you to.
Well, three
be aware
shifts
of that.
It, huh? Three wins shifts it. Is
yeah, I think
saying?
Now there's some parity.
Yeah. So just wipe out all that history. Wipe it out.
I'm going to wipe
happened.
Out everything
never
that happened,
happened
before 1950.
Never happened.
Everything happened before 1950.
Never happened.
I'm going to wipe out.
Never happened.
Because Michigan State wasn't even in the conference with a lot
Whatever.
Of help from the University of Michigan.
Whatever.
So since 1950, Tom, Michigan has 34 wins in the series. Michigan State has 25.
Good for Sparty.
Yeah.
Woo!
And you know what? Michigan State and Ohio State have beaten Michigan more than any other programs.
Hey, the program's down right now. I'll admit it. They're down.
What are you going
to do happy?
About it?
You happy?
No,
I can't do anything about it. I can complain about it. I can be sad about it. But you can't do anything about it. You just got to keep the faith. I'm going down there to Ann Arbor and all the rest of us, and we're going to move on. Okay, but you can't do anything about it, and we don't have any control over what.
Do you think the Rats will jump off the sinking ship if they lose today?
I think that it'll be interesting. Because this is now, you know, we're going into 3 years of this stuff. And Michigan's used to winning. They're used to winning. And now all of a sudden it's not happening. And are there a lot of arrogant fans? Yeah. Are there a lot of Walmart Wolverines down there? Yeah, there are. Okay? So they're all around. Okay? And those Rats will be, you know, they'll be going on the other side, you know, because they never went to the school. So they'll just be Spartan fans. And I'm sure now Spartan fans are going to have the lunch pail crowd will come over to them now, too. You know, so
that
you'll see some
winning.
Of that.
That goes with winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to probably see that unless things get turned around. I hope things get turned around here in the next, yeah, this year, because I don't want to have to go through a change, because changes go backwards.
Do you want Rich Rodriguez back next year?
I'll tell you about it in about 3 weeks. I'll give you my opinion. I'd rather not have change, but we'll see what see how they. The key is how do you respond?
Okay.
We'll see how he gets his team to respond.
We will see how the University of Michigan responds, and we'll see how the Detroit Lions respond to victory, something they haven't tasted often lately. Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press will join us in just a couple minutes. We'll also talk with Lauren Tate from Champaign about all things Illinois. Coming up next, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.